Man Fights Back, episode 9.75. Tech 2. Take 3.
Don't fear the reaper. Take one. Don't fear the reaper. Right. Take one.
Jeez. I'm an idiot. I'm an idiot. Okay, so what's 4 in French?
Foie.
Foie.
I don't know.
I have to turn the video off. There we go. All right. We're good. Uno, dos, tres. Cuatro.
Sequel says.
Take 4.
Don't fear the reaper. Take one. Roll it.
All right. 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh.
Premature cowbell.
Bruce, could you come in here for a second, please? Hey,
guys, what's the deal?
Are you sure that was sounding okay?
I'll be honest, fellas, it was sounding great, but I could have used a little more cowbell.
Mississippi Queen.
I gotta have more cowbell. I gotta have more cowbell. I could have used a little more cowbell. You're gonna want that cowbell. That's a classic. That's a
great.
Classic. That's a classic Saturday Night Live bit with Christopher Walken.
I love that one. I remember
more cowbell.
More cowbell. Can never have enough cowbell.
Well, I don't know. I think you can have probably too much.
We should have our own cowbell here, and we don't.
You know, I'm gonna have to find some cowbell.
Yes, I'm gonna have to get you a cowbell. So we'll start traveling. I can't fit another thing in the damn suitcase that goes along with us.
I think I got room in my bag.
Anyway, I apologize, everyone here. We are without our opening tune, and I feel bad.
You brought everything but that.
I brought everything but that tune.
You know, if you were using Dropbox, you could have kept all your songs with you synchronized at all times.
I didn't know about that. It kind of sucks, I guess, but
that's all right.
Oh, well.
This is our 0.75 episode anyway, so
it is. I've got to turn this up a little bit. Is that all right?
That's all right.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just go deaf.
All right. So this is Eddie V and
Andrew E.
And you're Andrew E. In the morning. All right. Actually, it's in the evening. It's a little bit in the evening here.
It's 9:32.
Yes.
P.M.
9:32 p.m.
21:32 for all you military
24-hour military time nuts.
I like the military time.
I don't really care either way.
Really? I'm just so used to it now. But.
I'm good. So, yeah. I'm just getting prepared here a little bit more. I forgot all about my OneNote little organization here that I have with all my stories.
All right. Well, hey, while you're getting prepared, I did find something. It was came across Twitter. You've heard of Daft Punk, right?
Yeah.
Okay. You know, their little, I can't remember what the name of the song is now, but work it, make it, do it.
Daft Punk. Oh, we have the internet at our fingertips.
We do, but that's okay. They have the Daft Punk keyboard, so anybody that's familiar with the song, you can actually go and do your own. Work it, make it, do it. Makes sense. So you've got...
Is that your keyboard?
Yeah, you got 16.
You're doing that with your keyboard.
You got 16 buttons.
You're kidding me.
No. No, you got 16, and you can do it any order you want. You do, I can do... Harder, faster, harder, work it, make it. You just hit the different buttons
and do your
own combination. You can either click, or you can use the keyboard.
So is this an application that goes on your computer?
It's a little Java applet. Stronger, makes us stronger. So you can do your own little mix there.
Oh, that is hilarious.
So...
I didn't realize that.
Yep. Daft Punk.
Oh, that is cool. So,
found it on Twitter. Checked it out. Thought I'd at least bring it for the show. It's the iDaft Beta 0.3.
Oh, that is awesome, man.
So, sweet. Link in the show notes.
Very cool. Yeah, we'll have to check that out. I'll have to check that. Excuse me. Okay.
So we should probably explain the numbering scheme that we've got going on right now.
Yeah. Well, you were gone last Sunday. And you were in Chicago, and you have to tell us a little bit about your trip.
I don't think I can do that.
You can't do that? Okay. but he was in Chicago. So we had 9.5 because it was just me. But we actually have a little bit extra time in the evening this week because we are traveling for our day jobs.
Business.
Yeah, so we actually had a little bit extra time this evening.
So we thought we'd just throw a show together, and it's not really an official show, just kind of a...
just a fun, you know...
Clear the archives out a little bit, goof around.
Yeah.
Try out some new video technology if you're watching us on the stream.
Yeah, we have the American flag flying high on our microphone stand here. Yes. And
we're saluting.
I have all kinds of like little effects things here. I really got to say, I like this program. Out of all the programs that I've tried, I'm using to generate these video effects that you may be seeing on our website. I'm using a program called Minicam. Mini as in man, many people, many whatever.
M-I-N-I?
Yes. No, it's M-A-N-Y. Manny.
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 Like Handy Manny.
Manny. I say Manny.
M-A-N-Y?
M-A-N-Y.
That's Manny.
Manny.
Handy Manny.
I have many
cars.
I watch
the show.
I have many dollars. Manny.
That's Manny.
Manny.
That's Manny.
Manny.
Oh, geez.
Oh, well, that's weird. That is an interesting...
Manny. I guess
Manny.
You're right.
I wouldn't say Manny. That's, I have Manny cars.
Is that M-E-N-Y? No, you're right. It is M-E-N-Y. Okay.
Yeah. Manny. Manny.
Okay.
Manny. Right. Anyway.
Wow, that was a grammar lesson. Mini.
Yeah, that was interesting. I never thought about Manny. We have Minicam, which is M-A-N-Y-C-A-M. You're generating these real-time live effects with the scrolling text at the top and the American flag, and I can actually do this real-time. So if we're sitting here...
So I can't read what you're saying right now, so you can pretty much put anything you want to do up there.
Yeah.
And scroll across.
I mean, I can put mountains in our background here. I can take a snapshot here. I'll do this while we're doing this video live. I accept it. Boom. Oh, there's a mountain. And there's us in the picture.
In the front of the mountain?
Yes.
Oh, that's cool.
And you just rubbed your nose. I can see it. And the American flag's flying in between two mountains. If those were titties, that'd be great. Sorry, did I say that? I'm sorry. I'm a boob guy.
Just have an inner monologue.
Yes, and actually my shirt is kind of, well, it was, it's blending in with the mountains.
I'm going to have to go check that out now. I just have to make sure I mute my music. Or
it's like the American flag flying between two boobies. One's a little more pointy than the other. But yeah, once you get on, yeah, I have to see this. This looks pretty
cool.
No,
it's loading up now. Oh, jeez. Yeah. Kind of my shirt's kind of blending in.
It's so like when
I,
you move.
So if I lean away, it's good. If I lean, I can like lean into the mountain.
Yes. lean in, and I can touch the top of the mountain, sort of. Okay.
Wow.
So anyway.
It's very professional.
Thank you. Or I can make it look like we're here.
Where are my arms?
You get to move them, and then they come back to life.
I'm paraplegic at the beach. I'm going to roll into the water. Now I have no body.
Ooh, now we're in the Amazon.
It's in the bush,
man. We can travel the world just with this program. So,
you know, the only thing that's consistent about this is the flag.
Yeah, that's true. And the scrolling text at the top. Actually, you're sitting outside of the pool right now, and I'm in the pool.
I was trying to dive in, but
I'm pooping into poo. Here's some more mountains. Ooh, this one's very mountainesque.
Does it look better on your screen than it does on my screen?
No.
Okay.
No, it doesn't.
Because it looks pretty.
Yeah, it looks pretty interesting. Bad. Sorry. It's just an idea of.
We need to have different colored clothes on that don't match the background so we don't blend in as much.
Yeah.
So you have like a red background?
Because
I bet we wouldn't blend in as much on the red background.
I don't think so. You need to watch the video.
I'm watching. I'm looking at it right now.
It's Christmas time. And it's Christmas time, and we have candles, and we'll take the bell out of here. We'll take the mountains. Okay, so watch this. Are you ready? I got some more stuff for you here. You got to watch this video. This will make you crazy.
Am I going to tear up?
Okay, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Whoa, we're on the ceiling. Whoa, we're backwards. Uh-oh, I want to be on this side.
No, oh, that's cool.
There you go.
I like that. They do that. They actually do that a lot in television.
Yes.
They'll switch things.
They do.
And actually a lot of advertisements and stuff, if you look at the lettering and stuff in the background sometimes in magazines, you'll see it's backwards because they wanted a certain person on a certain side, so they flip the image.
They do that a lot. That makes sense. Very cool. So anyway, if you're, you may be watching the video. And if you are, that's what we're goofing around with. If you're listening to this, sorry, but you have to watch the video, which you can see our videos right on the webpage at www.manfb.com. And if you go to the little stick cam player that's embedded there, you can, I think there's a little button on the left-hand side that you click, and it goes up, and it'll show you all these options, watch videos or media or whatever, and you can go watch our videos. So this will be recorded on there.
Cool.
Do it. That's right. Do it now. Do it. Oh, here we go. Hold on a second. Ready? I got one for you. All right. Do yours.
Oh, wait a minute. Okay.
Do it. In the morning.
There you go. Wow. You're thinking too much about your new tub.
I'm sorry. Yes, my new tub. I have got the Mac Daddy Pimp tub, and unfortunately, right now it's in my bedroom.
It's very convenient. You just roll out of bed and right into the tub.
Yes. Shalimar informed me that my helpers that I have working on my bathroom project decided to put my new bathtub in my bedroom.
Then you could put a 500-pound person in that tub and still have room.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you probably could. Although they'd probably bend the frame of it.
Well, I don't know. Theoretically. So you can imagine a 500-pound person. Like, remember those fat twins that used to ride the motorcycles
back in the
70s?
Yeah.
That's a tub for them.
They were in the Guinness Book of World Records, weren't they?
They were. Yeah. They were huge.
Those guys were huge. I wonder if they're still alive.
I think those tubs were custom made for them.
Probably. I don't know. The seats in it are one for each leg or something. I don't know. So tell us about Chicago. How was Chicago?
Oh, Chicago's great. Carl and I went up there for our annual birthday trip and did a little shopping, went to Woodfield Mall. Never been there before. It's up in Schaumburg, and it's got to be probably one of the biggest malls I've ever been to. Pretty much all the stores that are on Michigan Avenue are in this mall. Smaller versions, but still.
Oh, really?
We spent probably 3 hours there and who knows how many hundreds of dollars on things.
Oh, wow.
Then we went to IKEA, which was right across the street in Schaumburg, so went over there and looked around a little bit. But it was good. It was good. We went up Friday night and spent the night Friday and Saturday. Came home Sunday morning. And,
oh, wow. Hey, we have Hot Meat that just joined the room.
Who?
Hot Meat.
Hot Meat?
Hot Meat. As in Hot Meat. Why the flag?
God bless America.
Just for fun. Why the flag? Just for fun. Testing. Effects.
Well, I can really hear you pounding the keyboard.
I know. So much for this boom out here.
Yeah. Well, you're mounted to the table there.
Yeah.
But, it was good. We had a really good dinner at Kamihachi, which is our favorite Japanese restaurant.
Really?
It's kind of in a basement of a building.
Mm-hmm.
Really nice, kind of some Pan-Asian, food. So it was good. We had a great time. Weather was pretty good when we left on Sunday. It was snowing like crazy. Luckily, it was Sunday morning and not Friday night. Mm-hmm. Last year, when we went up there, it was snowing when we were trying to come into town, so it was pretty tough.
In the morning.
Sorry.
Pretty much mugged on parking, $68 to park my car for 2 days.
That's ridiculous.
That is ridiculous. And probably about $100 in tips and cab fare.
Oh my God.
So, you know, you got to tip your cabbie and you got to tip the bad guy. And, you know, it just adds up. You know, tip the maids, you know, so they leave you extra things of soap. And
well, it's like when I went to Mexico.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, everything in Mexico is cheap. But after you add up all the tips, yeah, I spent a ton of money, and I was a college student when I went down there for spring break. So,
oops.
Yeah, I was a little hurting from cash, but anyway, you know, it is tips add up, all that stuff adds up. But it was fun, right? You guys had a good time.
We had a great time. We always have a good time. We get away from the kids and spend some time, comes with quality time together, and
cool.
You know, no schedule, no agenda other than just do some shopping and hang out. So
sweet.
It was good. Looking forward to next year.
Very good. Awesome. Well, we missed you on our 9.5 show. 5. So now we're on 9.75. And
still trying to do it. Let's figure out what we're going to do for our 10th anniversary show.
Yes, so. We will be live on stick cam and everything. This is, like we said, last minute kind of show here, just because we had some extra time. But 11 a.m. on Sunday, we will be.
I should be up by then.
We'll be live.
So
and,
we have some good ideas on what we want to do.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. We got all kinds of music stuff. So that's the other thing. You know, I didn't know. We're still planning on what we're going to do for our 10th show. We have been, like I said, we did submit our promo with Adam Curry and John C. Dvorak. Working with them. Hopefully, they'll be featuring our promo here pretty soon on No Agenda.
That'd be
check
cool.
It out. Yes. You can check out No Agenda at mevio.com/No Agenda. And I heard if you donate money, $50 or more, they will give you a shout out on the show, even
That's
if
right.
you just as a person. So it also gives you access to their library of archived events and information.
What exactly is in the library?
I'm not sure. They have
that.
Actually, there's some extra show stuff.
Are we just patting their pockets?
No, they're actually paying for the stream.
Oh, okay.
Because he uses Primcast, and so they have to pay for the stream. They also have to. And John C. Dvorak's doing a show now where he's playing commercial music, like
really?
50s, 60s rock and roll kind of stuff.
That sounds like it.
So they've got to play ASCAP and BMI now.
That's not cheap.
So they're working on those kind of things. So somebody donated $1,000 to them.
Really?
Yes. So
wow.
Another guy donated $666.66 or something. So.
Yeah.
So anyway, they've been getting a lot of cool donations. So anyway, we're working with them to see what we can get, and we have a link on our page as well to No Agenda. If you go to www.manfb.com, if you're watching the video, you'll see it scroll across the top. And, yeah,
what
so...
Did you turn the heat up in here before I came in?
No.
It's hot in here.
Well, it's a hotel room, man. It sucks. You know, it's just
hot.
Yeah, well,
sweaty.
Anyway, yeah, so...
I got some news items here that I've been collecting since our last podcast together.
I have some news items, too.
All right.
I got to start with this one because...
All right, start with it.
Last week, for fun, we played the ShamWow dub. And if anybody's been poking around on YouTube, they have the ShamWow dub on there. And it's basically, you know, an overdub of the video commercial, infomercial on TV with Vince.
Kind of like the Billy Mays dubs. And
yeah, the Billy Mays
Sesame
dubs.
Street dub.
Well, evidently... the ShamWow guy had been, he's been arrested. And,
For
part of it was prostitute or soliciting a prostitute. The other part of it was, I don't know if he got charged with battery. I think the
beating said prostitute.
Well, yeah. Basically what had happened, his name actually, by the way, is Vince Shlomi.
Shlomi.
It's too close to Schlong, Schlonger. Vince Shlomi is 44 years old. He was arrested.
That's kind of surprising. He doesn't look 44.
I didn't think he was 44.
He looks like hell in his mugshot.
Oh, he does. He looks like crap.
She got a couple punches in.
Oh, yeah, she did. or that's her blood. But I don't know. It could be. But anyway, the ShamWow guy was arrested on felony battery charges following a violent confrontation with a prostitute in his South Beach hotel room According to an arrest affidavit, Shlomi met Sasha Harris, age 26.
Shlomi and Sasha.
at Miami Beach nightclub on February 7th, and subsequently retired with her to his $750 room at the Lavish Satay Hotel. I don't have that kind of money, so I don't stay there.
People are buying the ShamWows, I guess.
Basically, Shlomi told the cops he paid Harris about $1,000 in cash after she propositioned for straight sex, not to be confused with crooked sex. And Shlomi said that when he kissed the prostitute, Harris, she bit his tongue and wouldn't let it go.
Oh.
ShamWow. And since she wouldn't let it go, he just started punching her in the face. And
he can't
I guess,
do the commercials with an injured tongue.
Well, you know, you can't say it right, right?
That's right.
Her pictures are also pasted on too, but his nice little picture will be posted in the show notes, or his article on Smoking Gun will be posted in the show notes.
I love the Smoking Gun.
And her pictures are in there as well. I haven't seen her mugshots. I want to see what she looks like. I heard she was bad.
Oh, yeah.
She doesn't look that bad.
Well, there's got some mugshots where she got beat up pretty bad.
Oh, really?
But
oh, ShamPow. Oh, here it is. Okay, these are before. Ah, here we go. Yes.
The after.
Yes, there's the ShamPow is what they're calling it.
He got
here.
A very nice guy.
Oh, my God. Her face is just wasted.
Split lip and everything.
Holy cow. Jesus. Anyway. Well, he did a number on her. I guess there are two sets of there's two sets of her mugshots. One is from a previous prostitution arrest, and the other one is after Shlomi.
She got shampowed.
Shampowder. So.
Wow.
Oh my God, that is crazy. Yeah. To be faster than move to a medium pace, then finish fast again. Who is that? Is that you?
No.
You're Mr. Hot Meat, aren't you?
You'd hear me typing.
Somebody said.
What does that say? We need to speed up?
First of all, Hot Meat asked why the flag, right?
Yeah.
And then I said, just for fun, testing effects. Because I didn't want anybody to think we're like, you know, anti-whatever. I'm really starting to care, really not care about what other people think. And it said,
I don't care.
I would like the pace of this podcast to be faster, then move to a medium pace, and then finish fast again.
I knew who that is.
Who is that?
JL.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
And it's
not Hot Meat, it's Fresh Meat.
No, it says Hot Meat.
I know. He screwed up. It's supposed to be Fresh Meat. We were joking last night that that's my nickname when we go up to the facility up here.
Oh,
they call me
meat.
Fresh Meat.
Not Hot Meat.
Not Hot Meat. But one of our customers overheard and
what's with the flag? Well, you live in America. You should respect the flag.
Yeah. So yeah, that last comment gave away who it was.
Okay. All right.
It's all right. Okay. Welcome.
Well, anyway.
Bastard.
He's gone now. He left. He didn't want to watch it anymore.
Bastard.
So.
All right.
Damn it.
Yeah, because we outed him.
Yeah, well, that's all right. Okay, so anyway. So Vince Shlomi, the ShamWow guy, is now, I don't think he's in jail anymore, but anyway, he got arrested.
Hey, speaking of WoW.
Yes.
The compact disc turns 30 this year.
Are you kidding?
Is that amazing?
Oh, my God.
I mean,
that
I remember.
Is amazing.
I mean, you weren't even born yet, were they? When they...
What? Give me a break. It doesn't turn... How old did you say? 30?
The compact disc turns 30.
That is bullshit. There's no way.
I'm looking at it right here.
There is no way that thing's 30.
Yes, it is. Not quite sure how much celebrating went on this last weekend. The iconic compact disc managed to hit the big 3-0. The IEEE was credited with presenting its prestigious IEEE Milestone Award to Royal Philips Electronics for its contribution to the development of the CD. Excuse me, this is off of Engadget, by the way.
Huh.
It says, the award coincides with the 30th anniversary of the historic demonstration of the first CD prototype, codenamed...
Oh. Bubblegum on the floor. Sorry.
Pinkagee. No. That's kind of weird. On March 8th, 1979.
Really?
While many that argue that CD is on its way out in favor of...
Hey, Shalmar, that was in my era.
Had highly portable MP3 files, The disc has definitely left a lasting mark on the industry. To date, over 3.5 billion audio CD players have been sold.
Really?
Alongside 240 billion discs.
Wow. That's crazy.
So
I didn't realize that that was that old.
Yeah.
I remember my first year.
You need to eat more gum.
I love this stuff.
Well, it's good, but you know you're not supposed to chew gum on the air.
Miss Wrigley's. Here, if everybody can see, I'm on
TV.
Oh,
the five gum.
The five gum.
Who introduced you to that?
I don't know. Some douchebag.
I'm just introducing you to a lot of firsts, aren't I?
The name of this gum is called Lush.
Lush.
It's Wrigley's.
It sounds like it.
Wrigley's five gum, Lush, and I am eating a crisp tropical piece here, and it's sugar free. And I heard sugar free gum. Supposed to curb your appetite.
Oh, really?
Although I ate an ass load of food tonight.
It sure as hell didn't curb my appetite today.
Yeah. Oh. We ate, Andrew talked about this before, we ate at Lunkers, which is a place in Michigan, just, it's the Michiana area.
Just across the border.
Just across the border of Indiana. It is in Michigan. You can smoke in this restaurant.
Yeah, which was kind of interesting. I've never been in a restaurant where you can smoke in for a long time.
While you're sitting there eating, you get to listen to these nature sounds play all over
the ambiance
speakers throughout the restaurant. And it's not only a restaurant, it's a sporting goods store. It's like eating in the middle of a Galleon's or a Dick's. And
I actually have a video that I shot in there that has the sound effects on it. I'll see if I can play it.
Oh, really?
It.
Oh, yeah. Cool. So you're eating your food. There's sounds like animals are all around. There are deer heads and other shit mounted to the wall looking at you while you're eating your food. I did eat some alligator tail.
There, you can hear it now.
All I hear is...
Yeah, it's all I can
hear. I can kind of hear the chirping.
Okay,
stuff.
You kind of had to be there.
Yeah. So maybe we'll do a podcast there.
That would be cool.
We'll call them up and say, hey, you know, we got this show. It's really cool. And we want to do it at your restaurant.
So you had your first taste of what this evening?
Alligator tail.
Alligator tail.
Yes.
A little chewy.
Is a little chewy, is a little bit bigger. I would say it had the kind of the same consistency of
overcooked
calamari.
Scallops. Yeah, overcooked scallops is what I was thinking. But yeah, calamari.
Yeah, calamari, but thicker and bigger.
Yes.
And you actually eat it with cocktail sauce. Some of the pieces I had actually did have a little bit of a fishy taste.
I had some that had gristle in them.
Gristle, so yeah, so did mine. So.
Not feeling too good right now.
I'm okay. I'm feeling all right.
And then we proceeded to have some onion rings.
Yeah, the onion rings.
And then I proceeded to have fried clams and French fries.
Salad. I had the all-you-can-eat fish basket, which I didn't want to eat anymore after I ate the fish basket.
We had way too much. And then we had dessert.
Yes, we did. You had elephant dicks and I had...
elephant sticks.
Oh, sorry, elephant sticks with the special elephant cream white sauce. And
icing.
Icing. And I had... chocolate, double chocolate, triple, 3D chocolate cake.
I can't believe we had dessert.
I can't either.
So, yeah, I think we need to not do that
again.
Well,
it didn't look that big in the picture. You know how usually it looks big in the picture and it comes in small?
Big piece of cake.
Yeah, it was
and our elephant sticks, what was it, like a dozen of them?
Yeah. Yeah, it wasn't just like a couple sticks. So, anyway, yeah, I had alligator tail for the first time tonight. And, it was okay. It was good.
I think next time I'm in Florida, I'll get it down there because it'd be fresher.
Yeah.
Or down
oh,
south,
yeah.
You know, so because yeah. I'm sure it was frozen.
It's probably like Gordon's alligator, yeah, like Gordon's fish, you know, alligator tail.
Trust the bayou fisherman.
Yeah, exactly.
It's Gordo's.
Yeah, no kidding.
It's Gordo's alligator tail.
So, but anyway, so yeah, it was pretty interesting. I did eat some of that. Had all kinds of food. So anyway, yeah, this new gum's not really curbing my appetite. But I will say this: I told Andrew this today. I am going to try the e-cigarette. Because I am a smoker. And I heard about this, and I've been checking it out, and I've been doing my research. The e-cigarette, the newer version, the 2.0 version, is actually $149.
Is it really 2.0?
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah, they have the e-cigarette 2.0.
Wow.
I'll post more about this. We'll talk some more. I'm going to do some more research for the next show.
I should do a video demo.
They have a video demo.
I think you should do a video demo.
Oh, when I get it?
One. Yeah.
Yeah, because I can do it right in the studio.
You can do it
while
on the show.
We're doing the show.
There you go.
I can smoke and do the show.
Let's see what it smells like.
I don't
like.
Smoke in my house, so.
Does this have no odor?
No.
Wow.
It's like a mist. I'm going to go more into depth for it. But anyway, I'm going to look at the e-cigarette because in Indiana, the tax, I think this is everywhere, actually, the largest single federal tax raise on tobacco in history.
You didn't look at my notes, my show notes, did you?
No.
My next story is about this.
Well, this is a good lead-in.
Oh, wow, we are so good.
Perfect lead-in. But yeah, I'll let you talk some more about it. But anyway, the taxes went up. Now we're paying almost $6 for a pack of cigarettes. First of all, it's bad for you. I don't recommend anybody smoke. It sucks. I hate it, but I'm addicted. So they have the e-cigarette where you can actually get nicotine cartridges. You get 5 in a pack for $10. A pack or one cartridge will last you approximately a whole pack of cigarettes. So it's equivalent to a 20 cigarettes in one cartridge. So it's cheaper than smoking. The initial investment is not. But they have flavored nicotine. They have apple.
I don't
apple.
Know if you'd want to call it an investment.
What do you mean? Why?
The initial investment's not.
Well, it's better for you. It's an investment. It's better for your health.
Okay. All right.
It doesn't
hurt
your lungs.
It's an investment in your future.
There's no tar in this thing. It actually, I've heard smokers say that it actually is, it tastes like smoke. It feels like smoke. It just feels like you're smoking. You can charge this thing in your car. It's like rechargeable, and you can carry around all day. You don't need a lighter. Forget TSA, right? Well, I think you can bring a lighter now on the plane. But, you know, you don't need to worry about carrying around your cigarettes anymore. You got one cigarette, and you smoke it for all day long or 2 days or whatever, you know?
Is it machine washable?
I don't know. I don't think so. But okay. The tip is.
Okay. Yeah. There you go.
So anyway, I'm going to try the e-cigarette. I'm trying to decide, though, if I should get the buy two, get one free, because they're $150 for each one.
Yeah.
And it's a kit that comes all together. So I'm like, well.
So you have to put it together?
No. Oh. But it comes with the charger. It comes with the pack. Oh, okay. It comes with, like, your starter kit.
Okay.
So I'm trying to decide, if I buy two for $300.
Sucker kit.
I get a $150 one free.
Two for $200 or $300?
No, two. Well, you get three for $300, basically.
Okay.
So it's buy two, get one free.
Got it.
So, I don't know. I'm going to try it.
All right.
So, I've got to figure out. I've done Wellbutrin. I have done Chantix. That stuff has just messed with my personality and my mind too much that I can't function normal. So, I had to stop taking that crap. And it made me feel like shit. So, I've decided that I'm going to try the e-cigarette.
Cool. Look forward to hearing about it.
Hopefully it'll work. And sorry, Marlboro, you're not getting any more of my money.
Put the Marlboro man out of business.
Well, did you know the Marlboro man died?
Doesn't surprise me.
Died of lung cancer.
But yeah, I actually had an article about the states. This is in the New York Times. The states look at tobacco to balance the budget. And they're talking about them raising taxes and stuff. So what is it? Who's the cheapest? It talked about somebody. Oh,
GPC.
No, I mean the states. Mississippi's tax on cigarettes is only 18 cents a pack. The nation's third lowest. Hasn't been raised since 1985.
Wow.
It says in the South, cigarette taxes are lower than the rest of the country, which is interesting. Arkansas nearly doubled its tax to $1.15 a pack, and Kentucky's will double to 60 cents on April 1st.
Wow.
I think they had something down here about New York. According to a legislator in New York, they're going to do New York has the highest state tax, $2.75 a pack in taxes.
Oh, my God.
Alone. So, yeah, it looks like April 1st, everybody's going to jack their taxes up. And
well, it is April 1st.
And make money.
So, $6 a pack. I'm sorry. That's ridiculous. That's I'm not ridiculous. Paying that. I remember when it was $2, and that's when I was too young to buy cigarettes. So, and I was buying them. So, I need to stop. I want to live long, so live long and prosper. You know, peace, Spock.
Oh, sorry, I did the
headbanging
thing.
We need the Star Trek flag flying on our
Do you have that?
I don't. Oh, we can make one. We can make if we can find one. We can put it on animated GIFs or GIFs or whatever. We can actually put those. We can make our own effects on this thing.
That's pretty.
We
cool.
can get out of control.
Can we make a Man Fights Back flag?
Booby Mountain. Sorry.
We need to get a little rascals.
Yeah, there you go.
For a Man Fights Back.
I want Booby Mountain. I'll make it look like we're on top of Booby Mountain.
There you go.
All right. Sorry. Anyway, cool. So we were right on with that.
That was good. That was actually my next one up.
I've got another one. Wonder if your next story ties in with this. Actually, we need to play a tune, I think.
I think we do. We haven't played any music
I mean,
yet.
We've been talking here for 32 minutes.
We need some music.
All right, it's time for some music.
And some cowbell.
And some cowbell. I'm trying to decide what to play here. Oh, here's a good one. I think. Hold on. Sorry.
This is great.
I've got all kinds of great ones here.
Maybe not.
All About Me. This song is really cool. This is by a band called Throwback Serbia, and the song is called All About Me. I found it on GarageBand. I missed your birthday. I knew it had to be soon. Please take this card and perfume. Was that you talking? I thought that you left the room. Sometimes I don't have a clue. I'm all wrapped up in insecurity. Attention deficit is taking over me.
Sorry, but it's not sincere anymore. You've heard I'm sorry before. I'm all caught up in selfish fantasy. My motivation is this love affair with me.
Song.
That's it's a song right off of GarageBand.com. I thought that was a kind of a neat song because it's kind of a, it's basically a song and a person talking about they know they're conceited and they're not very thoughtful, so they admit it in this song. It's kind of a cool song. I've got another tune by this band. They actually have some really good songs that I found on GarageBand. I've been doing some research and
let's do a twofer.
Do you want to do a twofer?
Two for Wednesday.
All right. It is Wednesday. It's midweek.
I know.
So we're actually pretty good because we have till Sunday to come up with more stuff.
That's true.
All right. You want to do it? You want
to
do
a
couple
hour car ride tomorrow to talk about it?
That's right. We do.
Bring it.
Okay. This one is a Tenpenny Joke and a song. Well, let's do another girl song kind of thing. I don't want to do it. sorry. We need the non-Pismo version of our show here. The Rantings of Eva. Eva.
Bring it.
All right. This song's called Still Holding On.
Oops. three.
Oh, what was that?
You got more music going? Just a threefer?
Evidently.
Cool.
It's not a threefer. Okay. We're gonna put this little background music or something here. How's that?
Oh, there you go. That's good.
All right.
All right, it's intermission.
What do you say?
I say I'm really full.
I'm really full and gator tail, and I'm sure it's really going to have an effect on me tomorrow.
It's going to be a rough morning.
I imagine so.
Why do you say?
Why do you say?
Because I ate too much.
Yeah. What is this?
I don't know. Is this you?
Oh, yeah, it is me. Sorry. Whoa. Hopefully the noise gate blocked that one.
Wow.
Do you have any stories here?
Yeah. Have you ever heard of the flip video camera?
A flip video? Oh, is that the one you can like automatically just download to wherever?
Yeah, it's like a little handheld cheap video camera. It's like a couple $100 and then it's all solid state. Well, Cisco has actually purchased them.
Really?
Yeah, which is kind of surprising. But so they bought the Pure Media, or I'm sorry, Pure Digital company.
Wow.
So they bought it for $590 million in Cisco stock.
Oh, wow.
Which may not be a bad deal considering Cisco stock is so low right now, and it's probably going to go way up again. But it's pretty cool. We don't have one, but we've looked at them, and they're like, I think $150, $200, maybe $300 if you get the high def version. It's just a little camcorder. It fits in the palm of your hands. Got a little screen on the back. Huh. You basically point and shoot.
Oh, that's cool.
So quality's pretty decent. And
you said they're a couple $100.
Yeah, they are.
Jeez.
Let's see, $150 to $230 depending on the model.
E-cigarette or flip video camera.
Depends on what you want to do.
I need an e-cigarette.
But the good thing is, you know, it's got really good quality, and you can you know, shoot YouTube videos for it and things, you know, with it and things like that, because you don't need super high quality for that.
Right.
But I just thought it was kind of interesting that Cisco, in this kind of time, you know, the financial crisis and everything, that they purchased this company. So it's kind of unusual for Cisco to purchase a video camcorder company. Yeah,
it's not the only deal with Cisco. I've been hearing doing interesting things lately. There's new server lines starting to ramp up. It's going to be coming out here pretty soon.
Oh, I forgot about that. They're going to do servers?
The reason they're doing servers, I found this out.
Okay.
So Cisco's making all this new data center high-end products for data center connectivity and switches, Nexus. You know, for those techies out there, the Nexus series, Nexus 5000, I'm pretty familiar with. Their connectivity options are going to be directly related to the servers and how the servers connect into the switches.
Okay.
For the best bandwidth. It's kind of like using Ether channel.
Right.
You know, you know, they'll have their own protocols for doing it. And not only it'll talk with the software on the switch. So the servers will talk directly with the Nexus software that's on the switch, and you can still use regular servers, but you get more robust functionality and control over your communications if you use a Cisco server.
I wonder how expensive these things are going to be.
They're going to be expensive.
Yeah.
I mean, if you imagine how much SmartNet warranty stuff is now just on regular switch gear, I mean, I wouldn't even... It's typically 20%. You know, 20% of 20% your initial investment. So.
Yep, and after 5 years, you replace it. So basically, you pay for it twice.
Yeah, so Cisco gear is not cheap, but is the way to go.
It's awesome stuff.
It is. So I don't know about their server stuff. We'll let everybody else that wants to stay on the cutting edge of technology go ahead and pursue that route, and then we'll get the report.
Yeah, I'd definitely like to hear some. You know when they're coming out?
I heard probably mid-year.
Mm, cool.
So that was the estimate anyway.
Think I know maybe we can get one at work.
I don't know. I doubt it. I don't know. I don't know if we want to.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't know. It'd be cool to play around
with. It'd be neat to see. Maybe we can get a demo unit or something to play around with.
Yeah, there you go. CDW. We love them. They send us all kinds of cool
stuff. CDW is awesome.
So.
Both the private and public sector.
Yes. So. Government. So. Speaking of government, I have a new little story. I got a little story here that Shalimar found. It's a man drove drunk on bar stool. And have you ever seen those gas-powered bar stools?
Oh, I have.
That you can drive around on with, like, you know, a little go-kart engine? This one's rather interesting. Has a steering wheel and everything. It's literally a bar stool welded to a frame, like a go-kart little frame thing.
That's pretty funny.
Anyway, not only did he get charged with drunken driving on his bar stool, but he wrecked and injured himself.
Oh, jeez.
So, and I've got a nice picture of the actual bar stool.
Wow.
He was driving on. So, we're going to post that on the site. But
cool.
I thought that was kind of funny. You're on a bar stool driving drunk.
That's pretty crazy.
Wreck, get charged with drunk driving on your bar stool, and get injured. So,
well, speaking of the police, Indianapolis Star had a pretty interesting article the other day titled Police Say Go Ahead and Try to Steal This Car. The IMPD, in the Indianapolis Metropolitan Police Department, is they're starting to they've got some of those tricked out cars, you know, that somebody, if they try to steal them, you know, it can lock them inside and shut the engine down and all that stuff. So they're kind of parking them around the Indianapolis area, leaving them unlocked and waiting for somebody dumb enough to try to steal them and then
catch them. Oh, that's funny.
So pretty interesting. So, you know, if you see an unlocked SUV, it's a Suzuki Grand Vitara. It was used in a demonstration car today. It's a ceremony at the City County Building. So it's kind of interesting that, you know, that kind of stuff's coming to Indianapolis. Have you seen the demonstrations of the license plate readers?
No. I've heard about it.
I'll have to get a link for that for the next show. They have these cameras mounted on a vehicle, and they could literally drive down the street, and it scans and reads every license plate of every car that's parked and that drives by, and it basically gives the officer in the passenger seat a signal on whether or not it is a stolen car or not.
Really?
So they just cruise around town and it just goes beep, beep, you know, beep whenever it picks it, and all of a sudden it goes wee, 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 and then boom, they know the car just passed them has been reported stolen.
Really?
It's
very
cool. Well, they had a show on the Discovery or one of those, it was like a repo show, and they were showing them use it.
Well, you'll probably see something pretty interesting here pretty soon. Have you heard of a company called Carbon Motors?
Is that the one that's doing the really cool police car?
Yeah, has that technology built into it.
Very cool.
Every car, the cars are around $30,000 a car.
Oh, I heard they're 50.
I heard they start at 30.
Okay.
So
if you deck it out, though.
If you deck it out, but they have built-in light bars that go all the way around.
Those cars are really cool looking.
But they have the built-in license plate readers. They have a built-in computer in the car, so you don't have laptops anymore.
That's very cool.
I've heard this. I've got to check this out.
The seats are specifically designed for people with gun belts on, so they can get in and out of the car easier. And the back is all like one-piece plastic, so you can hose it out. It's got a drain plug in it.
Yep. I thought that it's unbelievable. It's really cool. So anyway, check them out at carbonmotors.com. But yeah, I did hear that they're going to start offering that license plate reader built into those vehicles. So
that's pretty cool. I mean, I've seen it in action just on television, and it's amazing. These guys can scan thousands of cars.
Oh yeah.
You know, and you know, where before you could sit there and drive by a stolen car all day long and not know it, and these guys can just cruise down the road, you know, 30 mile an hour in a residential area and scan every single car and find how many stolen.
Ding, ding, ding. Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
Well, you know, the other thing is, what's going to be next? You know, if your expired plates, is it going to start checking expired plates, suspended drivers, you know, those kind of things as well.
Yep.
I wonder where it could go. So
habitual offenders and...
Well, then everybody will have a record of your driving habits.
That's true.
So,
hey, he was parked here this day.
I'm telling you, man, it's coming down to everybody's going to know where the hell you've been when the last time you went to the bathroom.
It's like I got the GPS turned on my phone, so I'm broadcasting my position.
Everybody knows. And now you're on the internet broadcasting. Everybody on the internet.
So. I've got the iPass in my car, so because I'm too lazy to pay tolls now. And so every time I go through one of those iPass booths, it records my position.
Yep.
So...
I don't know. It's crazy. It's getting out of control. I don't know. Well,
I love the NSA.
Although I don't have anything to hide.
So. I don't either.
I mean, you know, really. If somebody really is that interested in seeing my daily habits, they're going to be pretty bored.
Me too.
So I pretty much work, and I go home and, you know, hang out at home. So
I'm the same way.
I have a pretty neat little picture I'm going to post on the website as well. I got a lot of pictures. I got a few pictures this week. This was sent in an email to me. The title of this email was Maybe Not the Best Marketing Plan. And we have a picture here where it says, House for Sale by Owner Because My Neighbor is an Asshole. And it has that on I love this. I'm actually going to put this up for everybody to see on the video. I think. Let's see here. Can I do that? PNG file.
So he actually is trying to sell his neighbor's. It's a joke, I assume. He's trying to sell his neighbor's house
because he's. No, it says his house. It says house for sale by owner because my neighbor is an asshole.
Okay, got it. That's so funny.
Yeah,
that'll really help sell.
Let's see here. I think there's a way to still images. Here we go. Open new file. Ooh. Oh, here we go. Desktop. Okay, so everybody on the video, you'll be able to see this. Oh, I got to take the flag off. Sorry. The effects. USA flag. We'll take that off. So anyway, right now, if you're on the video, you are seeing house for sale by owner because my neighbor's an asshole. So it's a great picture. I don't know if that's real or not, but it's pretty funny.
That is pretty funny. I would definitely take a second look if I drive down the street and saw that.
Yeah.
Because, like I said, I don't think I'd want to buy the house either.
Yeah, no. So I didn't tell anybody that about the house I just sold a couple years back. Didn't bother to tell them that my neighbors were a bunch of hill jacks that like to run around in the court with no shirts on, their beer guts out, and drink
luck.
Beer and bitch about their...
I don't see the picture anymore. Did you take it down?
I did.
Oh, okay. Well, I just got signed on. So.
Oh, you did? Oh, okay. I'm sorry. So, everybody, just so we know here.
Just so I can see it.
Just so you can see it. There you go. You see it now?
Not yet.
Lag. We're on the wireless of the hotel room. We're actually doing a live video broadcast over wireless hotel.
I'm using my Verizon Air card.
Oh, are you? No. Do you see it yet?
No, I take that back. I'm connected to the Hill. Yeah, the Express. The
Holiday Inn Express.
Holiday Inn Express. Yeah.
Do you see it?
Not yet.
Man. It's like lag from hell here.
Yeah, I have nothing.
Wishing for a miracle.
Wishing for some bandwidth.
Do you see anything?
I just refreshed.
No.
Well, we'll see.
Do you feel fresh again?
Not yet.
I feel fresh.
Black screen.
A black screen?
You're full of it tonight.
I'm full of it. I am full of something.
Gator tail.
Gator tail. It'll be gator poop later.
You and me both, brother.
That's too much information.
That is too much information.
TMI. Sorry.
Well, you know, while that's loading,
you're
up,
not seeing the video. Are you?
It's my fault. My connection's too slow. It's okay. Just email it to me.
Oh boy.
Yeah. Have you seen those little netbooks? Did you see those ones we had at work?
I did.
The little ones. Well, Dell just released a 10-inch netbook. They have a mini 9 and a mini 12, so now they're doing a mini 10.
Huh.
So I'm actually seriously considering getting one of those for the house.
A Dell?
No. Lenovo.
Lenovo.
Do the Lenovo. I think it's called the S10. It's like $300. You can upgrade it to, I think it's got 512 memory and 80 gig hard drive. You can upgrade it to 2 gigs of memory and or a gig of memory and 160 gig drive for like another $50-$100. So
oh wow!
Basically, for $400, you get a pretty decent little computer. It's got Wi-Fi and everything built into it. I'm thinking it's going to be a great little vacation computer.
Yeah, there you go.
I can load some movies on it for the kids, and they can watch it in the back, and we can check email and that kind of stuff. So I'm thinking about getting one. So I got some points built up on my business cards, so I might cash those in, get me a free little netbook.
There you go. What about your laptop you have now? What model is yours?
Mine is the X300 Lenovo.
Lenovo X300.
Love it.
I have the T61, so I have a bigger monster. But
you have the monster. I have the slim, sleek.
Built-in wireless, or built-in cellular, broadband.
Broadband,
yep.
Bluetooth, camera.
That is awesome.
Yeah. It's very cool. Very cool laptop. If you can spend the money on it, talk your IT department into checking one out.
Yeah.
You will love it.
It's affordable.
So we're going to get you one.
I know.
We're going to get you one.
I know. I like it. Hey, big story today. Configure.
Dud.
Yeah. I heard it was actually happening, but it really wasn't doing anything.
Really?
Yes. I heard I did see some screenshots today of network traffic from Sniffers.
It's over.
Harder.
There was actually...
faster.
Let's see. My stick cam is majorly delayed compared to your voices. It is starting to catch up. Well, that's because I am on a hotel connection.
Work it.
Okay.
Do it. Faster.
Oh, God.
I'm done with
this.
This
is wrong.
Daft Punk.
Yeah, the Conflicker really didn't turn out to be much, but it is doing something, and it was real.
I thought it was Corn Flicker.
No, it's Conflicker.
Oh.
Conficker.
That was called a
Conficker, and it's also called the Down Up Down, or Down Up Down Up Down, or Down Up Up.
I was Corn Flicker.
Corn Flicker.
That's what I've been calling
you're
it.
You're in
week.
IT, and you're not even, you don't even know what it's called.
I just scan the headlines.
Corn Flicker.
I'm going to write Corn Flicker.
It's a booger flicker.
You know what?
Oh,
it's
my
April
God.
1st. It was a joke.
Conficker. So anyway, it wasn't a joke. It was actually real.
I bet somebody YouTubed a joke about the Corn Flicker. I bet you think somebody else thought that's
oh,
what
no.
it was called.
Conficker. 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 Configure.
C-O-R-N.
I don't know. But anyway, it didn't actually end up being April Fool's joke, but it wasn't near as big deal as it was. Now, they said it could be in the future if you don't get it cleaned up, because it is going out to these websites or web addresses and trying to do things and that aren't existing. But if somebody, if it actually does ever become
Dude, you do a search for Corn Flicker.
Yeah?
It's all over the internet called Corn Flicker.
C-O-R-N. It's not Corn Flicker.
F-L-I-C-K-E-R.
I copied this headline right out of the from the Department of Homeland Security.
Well, maybe they misspelled it.
I don't think they did.
Well, a lot of people are thinking it's Corn Flicker because that's all over Google.
Well,
gotta,
it's con. Do a search for Corn Flicker.
Yeah. Corn Flicker's funny.
Corn Flicker is funny. News results for Corn Flicker. Conficker may be more widespread than previously thought.
Here it is, Conficker.
Ooh, here's an update from PC World. About an hour ago. Conficker may be more widespread than previously thought. According to internet infrastructure provider OpenDNS. Which OpenDNS is actually a pretty cool tool, because we know a guy we know, Eric, who is using that at a company.
I started messing around with it at work, at home. I mean, it's actually really neat.
Yeah, it blocks you. It's a free service that blocks you from going to naughty sites. And I like naughty. Conficker worm may have infected more machines than previously thought, according to internet infrastructure provider OpenDNS. The company said Wednesday that 500,000 of its users have been infected with the latest variant of the worm called Conficker.c. OpenDNS has more than 10 million users worldwide, the company said. OpenDNS wouldn't say exactly what percentage of its users were infected by the worm, but the Conficker.c infections it encountered were much higher than expected, according to David Olvikini, the founder of OpenDNS.
David O.
Yeah, David O.
O.
David O. U. David O. David U, sorry.
David U.
It is. David Olvik. So, anyway, David. So, the Conficker. Sorry. Not Corn Flicker.
There's
not Cornhole.
There are Corn Flicker videos on YouTube. Thank you very much.
Your weird porn, corn obsession or something with corn cobs or some shit.
He said he was bored and he saw people were making a big deal out of the virus, so I made this video.
I started playing with my corn cob.
I don't know if it's going to load or not because our bandwidth is awful.
Because I'm broadcasting video over it, so everybody in the hotel right now is at an absolute crawl. Sorry. Sorry, man, but we're more cool. Our band was more important.
You got any more songs?
I do.
How's that gum? It sounds lovely. It sounds luscious.
Does it smell good? Does it smell luscious?
Probably.
Oh, boy.
I want everybody out there listening to send some negative feedback and tell them to quit chewing gum during the episode.
No, I like the gum. I got to smoke.
It's like you're chewing in my
smoke
ear.
The gum.
It's like you're in my ear, dude.
Oh, that's wrong. That sounds wrong.
Bond. James Bond.
James Bond.
In the morning. I don't have our cart software, so I can't run these cool little clips, but Sunday will be much more professional. Let me see what this song is here.
Sunday's gonna rock. I like this kind of music.
This song's pretty kick-ass. All right, here we go. With Tenpenny Joke. Sorry, let me try this again. Tenpenny Joke with She.
On Man Fights Back.
On Man Fights Back. Yeah.
Such a lovely dog.
Cool song.
All right.
I like that.
Thank you.
Kind of covered the whole gamut.
It did.
A little Indian at the beginning, a little classical at the end.
Yeah, it was straight off of GarageBand.com.
I like
and,
that.
And if you missed the name of it, I can't tell you because I forget. No, this was actually called...
Corn Flicker, right?
No, yeah, Corn Flicker. Cornhole. It's a 10-penny joke, and that song's called She. So check them out on GarageBand.com. You know, I got to say, I wish more people on GarageBand would actually let you download their MP3s.
I noticed
there's
that.
So many more now that are not letting you download them. I'm like, come mm-hmm. on, man. I don't have the bandwidth. I mean, you're supposed to be able to use all this music on GarageBand.com as a pod-safe music source.
That's what they say.
And I'd love to promote these bands, but they're going to have to start letting me download this shit because I can't take it. I can't use hotel bandwidth to broadcast video.
That's right. They need to give it away.
And play their player and everything else online. So
I agree.
They need to start letting you play it. You know, actually, you know, take it with you. And I'm going to stop promoting the bands that won't let you do that.
There you go. You know what? I've actually found a couple good songs I like, but if I can't download it, I skip them.
Yeah, same here. So
because I can't take it with me.
Yeah. So anyway, if you're one of those bands, please think about how you're being able to distribute your music. Because I'd like to promote you, but I can't do it if I can't take it with me.
That's
so
right.
Anyway.
Happen.
I got a pretty neat story for you. This one was also sent by Shalimar. And what's interesting is because she knows a lot about nutrition and things as such. So she sent me this interesting story. In Grand Rapids, Michigan, they are going to start serving a 4,800-calorie burger.
Oh, my God.
At a ballpark. This thing... is a 4-pound $20 burger that features 5 beef patties, ugh, 5 slices of cheese, ugh, nearly a cup of chili, oh, and liberal doses of salsa and corn chips, all on an 8-inch sesame seed bun. And
boy, I thought I was full before you told me that.
This thing, I've got a picture of it, and this thing is nasty.
Well, have you seen the Krispy Kreme burger?
No. Krispy Kreme burger?
They take a Krispy Kreme donut, split it in half, and put a cheeseburger on it.
No.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yes, I blogged about it a while ago.
What kind of donut is it?
Like their glazed
like
donut.
Like a glazed donut with yeah. cheese? I don't think
like
I
a cheeseburger
like
on it.
Sugary cheeseburger?
I don't know.
Sugary meat?
Salty and sweet?
Ugh. I don't know about that.
It's like chocolate-covered pretzels.
Yeah, and it also... yeah. And it... And the evidently the salsa on the burger is low calorie. So
well,
just so you
there
know.
There you go. Actually, salsa is pretty low calorie.
Yeah. So a 4,800 calorie burger.
Wow.
I think
you're supposed to share it.
I hope so. There's no way I could eat this thing. I can eat a lot of shit. Believe me, I did tonight, but I could not eat a 4,800 calorie
I couldn't
calorie
do that
burger.
At a ball game with all the beer and everything else that you'd be drinking. No way.
Yeah. I don't even think my stomach's that big. I mean, you should see how big this thing is. I mean, it's literally like the size of a football.
Ugh.
I mean, it's huge. So anyway, that was one of my stories here.
Wow.
What else? Do you have anything?
I'm kind of storied out. I'm going to cruise around here and see if I got anything else.
What do you think about this? I heard just recently. You remember the talk about sexting that we did a couple mm-hmm. shows back and teenagers yeah. and sending naked pictures of each other and all this stuff. And anyway.
You were doing that today, weren't you?
I was. I don't know if anybody received them, but, you know.
That's good.
14-year-old charged with child porn for posting nude pictures of herself.
Oh, jeez.
So now, this 14-year-old girl, evidently she took these pictures of herself. Obviously, she wanted to send them to her boyfriend or whatever, and kids do stupid things. But anyway, she's been charged now with child porn for having pictures of herself. And so literally, the rest of her life, she's going to be
labeled
sex crimes
yep.
person. And I just think this is ridiculous.
That's nuts.
I it's one thing to teach our kids a lesson, but
well,
man,
her parents should know what the hell's going on too.
Well, yeah, exactly. I mean, I don't know. You can't really charge the parents. I mean, at that age, kids do dumb things. You have no control, no matter how
That's
well
right.
you teach them. So, I guess you really couldn't charge the parents. But I don't know. I think first of all, I don't think your 14-year-old should have that sophisticated of a phone to begin with. I think there needs to be a phone developed. For teenagers, where you don't have pictures and you don't have
my 11-year-old wants a BlackBerry.
Yeah, no. I just wouldn't. I wouldn't do that.
I told you
they had that phone. You can program three buttons. They're all a number. One's 911 or emergency. Or actually, it has a 911 button already built in.
That's cool.
You can pick three people or whatever that are allowed to call. That could be you, your wife, your house, whatever.
911.
Grandma, grandpa. And that's it. And that's what she needs.
I agree. Like, I don't think she needs one at all.
So, but yeah, anyway, this 14-year-old New Jersey girl is now going to have to go on trial and everything. She hasn't been convicted yet, but she's been charged.
Well, they'll throw it out.
I hope so. I mean, she'll be registered as a sex offender for the rest of her life.
That's crazy.
Because she took pictures of herself. So, I think we've got more important things to worry about. I'd say charge her with whatever, but...
Stupidity?
Not that. I mean, come on. Let's be real here. So anyway, I don't know. That's pretty much it for me. I mean, I've got a couple other stories or one other story, but I haven't done much research on it, and I don't want to be a fool and talk about it. So
don't be a fool.
Don't be a fool.
Stay in school.
Shut up, fool. I pity the fool.
Well, you know, we've had a lot of good luck with Smash Up Derby, our favorite mashup band, and I've got one of their songs. I don't think we played this yet. To take us out with when we're ready. So, know if you had anything else to...
Good day.
That's for all you Canadians out there. Hey.
Hey. Canadian, eh?
Don't kill the messenger. In the morning. Nice.
Okay, before we go...
Before we go.
I have a strange fact. All right, you ready?
I'm ready.
I'm sorry. You're waiting in suspense?
I was speechless.
Your suspense face there wasn't really quite convincing when you were ready for me. Okay, there you go. There are 18 different animal shapes in the Animal Crackers Cookie Zoo.
18?
18.
Wow, that's a lot.
That is.
I love animal crackers.
And did you know, in Tokyo, a bicycle is faster than a car for most trips of less than 50 minutes.
And New York City, probably the same thing.
I bet so. So... there is one slot machine, or I'm sorry, there is one slot machine in Las Vegas for every 8 inhabitants.
That's nuts.
And I'm sure there's one slot machine as well.
Probably so.
Sorry, I messed up there.
So one slot machine for every 8 inhabitants. Does that include? I wonder if that includes visitors.
I think so. Yeah, everybody in the casino.
That's crazy.
Yeah. And every day, 20 banks are robbed. The average take is $2,500.
Every day in the United States?
Yep.
Hmm.
So, there you go.
Wow.
All right.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Anyway, that's where... Those were some of my strange facts of the day. I thought that was a little interesting.
Ta-da. Those are pretty cool.
Sorry, I don't have all the sound...
You don't have any sound effects.
I'm feeling like shit, man. I don't know about you.
That's why I'm so quiet right now. Just kind of...
My stomach is just... I don't know. Let's see. I ate onion rings... I ate French fries. I ate gator tail nuggets.
You drank a Coke as big as your head.
I did. I drank a Coke that was huge. It was a bucket of Coke.
You had 32 ounces of Coke, and I had 32 ounces of beer.
Yeah. I had my six pieces of carp, and
it wasn't carp.
Covered in
it was cod.
Cod covered in fries and malt vinegar sauce.
Yep.
And then I had this big ass piece of double 3D chocolate cake. I'm not feeling very well right about now. I actually have a headache that's really starting to get worse.
Are you think you're allergic to Gator?
I might be. I might be allergic to Gator.
Because you know I'm pushing the Excedrin pretty hard.
If you have some Excedrin, I may need to take it.
Actually, I don't, but I do have some Advil.
I can take that too.
You don't want to take Excedrin at 11 o'clock at night.
I'm having a not so fresh day. Do you have anything for that?
No. Take a shower.
Take a shower. Okay, so anyway.
All right.
You got a song to take.
Yeah, I'm going to take us out with another Smash Up Derby song called Jet Lady Joe. So we'll see everybody on Sunday.
All right, yes.
On the 10th anniversary episode.
Number 10, woohoo.
Number 10. We've
made it.
Fights back.
Technically, it'd be 13 or so.
That's okay.
That's okay. Number 10.
Who's counting?
I'm not.
We're numbering these like software.
Yes,
this
that's
is
true.
9.75.
This is version 9.75.
We're not ready for version 10 yet. This is version 10 beta.
Yes, there you go.
All right. Everybody have a great week.
Yep. Have a good one. We'll see us or talk to you and see you possibly Sunday.
See you.
See
you.
Yeah! Yeah!
Did we play this one already? Did we play this one? Oh, hey, my mic's on.
Bye, everyone.
Good day.